The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien.
Hello, guys. How are we doing? So good to have internet back.
Yes, it is. Question is, how are you doing? What's happened with the rockets? Ceasefire? No ceasefire? What's the story? Give us the latest update.
Well, thank you for asking how I am because, you know,
nobody asked
how I'm doing. I
had to.
I couldn't help it.
Thanks. Tipping her hat there to Meghan Markle. Okay. But seriously, how is it?
Thank goodness, as of 11:30 last night, there has been a very, very tense calm over the south. A ceasefire agreement was brokered between Palestinian Islamic Jihad, who claims responsibility for the some 60 rockets that were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel yesterday. And we're going to talk about the backstory to that in a few moments. But today, thank goodness, it has been quiet. Roads have been reopened. Schools were closed in the south today. But yesterday, UN Special Envoy to the Middle East, Nikolai Milutinov, demanding an immediate cessation of the rockets being fired. And it's been very interesting to see the widespread condemnation of these rockets that were fired at Israeli civilians. And one, of course, landing in a playground in Sderot. Thank goodness the kids were in a safe place at the time. But so far all is holding, although the IDF have warned that, you know, things could escalate at any moment. And they also blame Hamas for failing to restrain rogue terror organizations like Palestinian Islamic Jihad. It is a reminder to listeners that Hamas do control the Gaza Strip. So we're watching now with a very, very tense or tacit kind of calm.
It's quite amazing to me, Rolien. I mean, I understand there's a huge reality and the worst thing in the world would be a ground incursion. I get that. But 60 rockets, 60 rockets on Israel. That's a large amount of rockets to sit back with very little reaction.
24-hour period. Well, the RDF, the IAF struck targets in the Gaza Strip as well as Syria. And, you know, we want to avoid a ground incursion at all costs. You know, we have to consider very carefully what this means. Sure. To Israel, to Israel's soldiers and civilians, and to the people of Gaza as well. We don't want to bring any further harm to the people of Gaza than they already have, being under the leadership of an entity that just seems to invite more and more aggression. So these things are considered very, very carefully. However, Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Defense Minister Naftali Bennett said they would not rule that out if the situation escalates. And we're just a week, in fact, we're less than a week till our next elections, which will take place next Monday. But, you know, just I know we speak about this sadly very often, but just spare a thought for all our southern citizens who really have a matter of seconds. I know we often say it's 15 seconds or it's 30 seconds. It's actually far less than that. And just spare a thought that every time those sirens go, we have terrified families that have to run for shelter.
Rolien, it's even worse than that because sometimes if you're living really close to the border, those rockets are flying over before the sirens have even registered and picked them up.
Well, this is it. You know, we talk in increments of 15 seconds, but it is much less than that. So we have to consider what it's like for these people to live under constant threat.
Yeah. Can we talk about Bernie Sanders?
Oi, Bernie, what did you go and do?
Okay, so I really do want to try and understand this because, I mean, he's come out. He said that he's not going to attend APEC. The reason being that he, and this is a quote. Can I give the quote?
You can give the quote.
He said that APEC is for leaders who express bigotry and oppose basic Palestinian rights.
Well, let's just remind Bernie that his fellow co-party members have always addressed APEC. APEC has been a platform for multiple commentators, for people of different backgrounds. We've had people, not just Republicans and right-wing Jews, which is what he's alluding to, but we've had people from all backgrounds, Christians. We've had people from the Democratic Party who always make a point of addressing AIPAC. We've had even members of Palestinian leadership addressing AIPAC, and we've had members of the more left-leaning Israeli political sphere address AIPAC, as well as students. So it's very, very short-sighted on the part of Bernie. And I would say to Bernie, if he was sitting in front of me right now, which he's not, I would say, well, let's talk about your surrogates. Let's talk about people like Linda Sarsour, who calls basically for the destruction of the state of Israel and is quite unabashedly anti-Semitic. She's a huge supporter in American political terms. They call somebody like that a surrogate. Let's talk about her if we're going to be talking about bigotry, Bernie. Bernie, don't be a bigot, basically.
Rolene, does Israel have anti-Palestinian policies?
We don't have anti-Palestinian policies. You know, that's it's a horrible comment from Bernie. In fact, we're quite exasperated that we don't have somebody to talk to on the other side. And we're also very, very concerned that when Palestinians do reach out to Israelis in the interests of normalization, they face prison sentences in the Palestinian territories. You know, these are things that we wonder, why is Bernie not talking about that? And on a day where we've seen some 60 rockets being fired at us, you know, where was Bernie's bigotry then? You know, comments about bigotry. So it's a concern for us. He's been roundly chastised by leaders of American Jewry. And, you know, there's always the thought, and it's my thought when we engage with people who have divergent opinions from us, is let's talk. Don't just dismiss the platform. You're a presidential candidate, or you could be a presidential candidate for your party. Talk to people. Engage with them. Don't just shut them out, and also don't generalize people the way that you have, Bernie.
Let's move on to the Aalst Carnival. That's the carnival in Belgium, full of anti-Semitic caricatures marching up and down the streets. Rolene, this is really interesting. I haven't read this. Apparently, they may face legal action over anti-Semitism.
Well, let's address that just a second, because in a very, very worrying trend, a similar carnival has popped up in Spain in a place called Campo de Criptana. A carnival was held in the streets of that town where carnival marches were also similar to what happened in Aalst, I think was about 2 years ago, where marches wore both Nazi uniforms and prisoner uniforms and carried Israeli flags. I've heard it from members of the Spanish Jewish community. They've taken action against that carnival, and we wait to see what's going to happen after that. But yesterday we spoke about this carnival in Aalst, which is just miles away from the capital, Brussels, with these horrendous, horrendous images. The right-leaning mayor, he's a supporter of the more far right, he says it's in the interest of free speech, and everybody was just coming along to have some fun. You know, unfortunately for the mayor, we Jews don't see anything remotely fun about being called vermin and accused of deicide, basically. But the European Union's executive branch, as well as Belgium's prime minister, they have instructed the judicial arm of the Belgian government to investigate whether or not that the Aalst carnival has infringed on the law. So there could be possible legal repercussions, and it will be interesting to look at what Belgium's laws are with regards to anti-Semitism, possible Holocaust denial, and you know, accusations of deicide, which were included in this procession, and religious discrimination, and how that measures up to the mayor's claims of free speech and a good time.
Hear you loud and clear, Rolene, and yet the Times of Israel leads with a story right now. I think it's like 3 minutes old. carnival that showed Jews' vermin not anti-Semitic, according to a Jewish Belgian MP. There is one single Jewish lawmaker in the Belgian parliament, and he reckons that it's no different from an Israeli Purim parade. We really can be our own worst enemies, can we not? The mind blows.
Well, I'm inviting, we're going to be having Adlo Yadas all over the country next week. Come and find one that looks remotely like.
And can I just say that dressing up as a Nazi for Purim is also not acceptable.
Agreed.
And would definitely not happen.
Yeah. Agreed.
Rolene Marx, thank you as always. Look forward to more from you and your insights same time tomorrow.